morning. If you're from UCF, I'm sorry. That's 5-0. Oh, no, it's 0-5. It's a big difference, isn't it? Sorry, Carrie. If I could, just for one moment, I want a picture of Sister Rena's class, Sister Rhonda's class, and Brother Johnson's class. They blessed my heart this morning, and if you could come up and take a picture quickly with me. Yes, I want a selfie. We got one more. We're coming slow. Come on up, baby. Y'all got to get some more. We're missing one. All right, I think they all got it. Y'all give them a hand. For the first time, thank you so much for choosing our church to come and worship at this morning. If you are a returning visitor, again, thank you so much for having confidence in us and coming back and worshiping with us this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. And, oh, I forgot to show you, they bought me a keychain. It says, Pastor, New Orleans Saints, if they lose today, I'm going to have to put a bag over my head, me and Brother Scott. Dallas Cowboys got their backup fourth string quarterback in there. Well, I tell you, Gators are happy, aren't you? In 2 weeks, they're playing LSU. See if you'll be going Gators then. We'll be cleaning gator meat out of our tiger's teeth. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I'm glad that hurricane has gone back over to France or wherever it's headed, because the hurricanes of Miami needed some help. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 this morning. Good to see all of you here in the house of God. We're so glad that you're here, and we will get done with the football shenanigans here and getting into the Word of God. We're going to talk about a new me. A new me. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 17. The church calendars are over here on the front pew. If you need one after church, please get one and be aware of things that are going on. We got a lot to accomplish this month for the Lord, so get your church calendar over there and know what's going on so you can be at the things you'd like to be at. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, we'll read now through the end of the chapter, and then we'll talk about a new me. The Bible says there in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. A new me. Now, there's a couple of verses in the Bible that can be wrapped up kind of in a nutshell. For instance, just give me the thought, someone quickly, John 3:16, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? God's gospel, the good word, the good news, the gospel. Well, this is another one of those verses that are kind of in a nutshell, if you was to throw it out there. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, to me would be the Christian life. And just in a small little snippet there, if we read 2 Corinthians 5:17, to me it would be, this is what the new life in Christ should be like. Now, it's no strange thing to think about a new life when you look at John chapter 3 and you think about Nicodemus, that religious ruler coming there to the Lord. And the Lord told him one thing, you must be what? Well, if you're going to have a new birth means a what? A new life. So these verses kind of go hand in hand. Being born again, it brings a result into your life. Now, I'm telling you, it was a wonderful thing for me when I come to know Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. I could rest my head on my bed at night knowing that I was a child of God. Not by works of righteousness which I have done, but according to His mercy, as the Bible talks about in Titus 3:5. Not because I was able to boast of good works like it talks about in Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 and 9. But it was by His grace that I was saved through Christ and Him alone. And it was a wonderful thing. Now there's some things that we have to understand about a new life. I'm not talking about a facelift or something like that, or going to the gym getting a new body work over. I'm talking about a new life in Christ Jesus. And if there's a new life, there's got to be some things, according to the Word of God, that are going to fade away. I mean, just those old things, they're just going to simply pass away. As it says there in verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. I mean, they're gone. And Paul wrote about this in a personal way, as his personal experience. Once he had hope that he might destroy the work of God. Once in his heart's desire, Paul desired that he might be able to take Christians, lock them up, put them in a prison, throw away the key, and one day Christianity would just fade away and it would no longer exist. But when he met Christ on the road to Damascus and he trusted Christ as Lord and Savior, now that desire of destroying the work of the Lord became his heart's desire that he might push forward the work of the Lord by starting and building churches and helping Christians along the way. And those old desires begin to fade away and begin to go out the window, and new desires begin to come in that he would want to help. Now here's some biblical examples that will help you to see what I'm talking about. Look in Romans chapter 6. Hold your place there in 2 Corinthians, because we will be coming back. Romans chapter 6 and verse number 17. Romans 6 and verse number 17. The Bible says there in Romans chapter 6 and verse number 17, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin. You were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that from the doctrine which was delivered you. You were the servant of sin. So there was a time in your life that you served sin, and that was, you were servant to sin, but now something took place in your life, and you no longer do that. Look over in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 9. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse number 9, the Bible says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Look at verse 11. And such were some of you. But you're washed. You're sanctified. But you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So you were some of these things, but now it's different. All things are passed away. Remember the text. Remember what the Bible said. When a man's in Christ, a woman's in Christ, the child trusts and puts their faith in Christ, behold, all things are passed away and all things are become new. Here's another example. Look in Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 1. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 1. The Bible says there in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 1, and we'll read down to verse number 3. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince and power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Verse 3. Among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh, of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. That's what the Bible says. We're talking about a new you, a new me. And listen, there's got to be a fading away. There's got to be a time in our life. Now, Christian life is a changed life. I'm just a little bit troubled by folks who say they've trusted Christ, their personal Lord and Savior. Now understand what the Bible means whenever I'm sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. That means God Himself moves in this old body of flesh. We're talking about the God of the universe who created everything that we see, everything that we know in 6 literal days. Moves in this old body of flesh which He created. And nothing changes? You ever heard this old saying? Their lights ain't on. There's somebody there but nobody's home. I'll tell you, when God moves in, somebody's home. Amen. You know all things. I didn't make that up. That's why I want you to hold your place there. Back where we're at, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. That's what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. I mean, there's got to be that fading away. How's your life since you trusted Christ? Is there a difference? We read Bible. I gave you a Bible example. Romans 6:17. Were. 1 Corinthians 6:9. Such were some of you. Ephesians 2:1-3. Ye have been quickened who were dead in trespass and sin. It means you were. Now you're alive in Christ Jesus. How's your life? How is your desires? We're talking about a new you. I don't know anybody in here who would say, Pastor, I desire to wake up in hell. Ooh, he said that H word. It's a Bible word. Yeah. And people who don't know Christ, their personal Lord and Savior, spend eternity in hell, like those who know Christ, their personal Lord and Savior, spend eternity in heaven. I don't know where we got off as preachers that we desire to change the Word of God and make up new words to not offend folks with words. A Bible word should not offend you. It is a literal place that God created for the devil and his angels, not for you and I. That's why God gave His only begotten Son, that nobody would have to ever spend eternity in this place called hell. So I'm a little bit troubled by folks who say that they trusted Christ, their personal Lord and Savior, but there's no God desire in them. Because God moves in, and God desires righteousness. Not my righteousness. Let's read again. Go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. See what he says. Verse 21. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of who? God in him. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. There's got to be a fading away. There's got to be a change in your life. Now listen, I'm not here to recap you. I don't desire for you to come down and to make a profession of faith. Now listen, a work of righteousness must take place in your heart. But there has to be change that's brought about by God in your life. I'm not talking about a perfectness. I'm not talking about a sinlessness. I'm talking about where your desires, your want to, things about you become new. I don't know about you, but I like things fresh. I coach high school football, and I tell you what, after a game, Coach Wilson always tells the boys, get your jerseys off, put them on the front bench of the front bench of the bus. Well, I drive the bus. I'm sitting right there, and the things are there. And I'm telling you, it stinks. And he gets them off, he takes them home, and he washes them, and he puts them down in there, and he brings them back the next day before the game, and he passes them out. And I'm telling you, there's a world of difference from Friday night that he takes them off and puts them beside me where I'm driving. And on Thursday afternoon when we go through walkthrough and he passes them back up, they're fresh. There's a difference. There's something that changes. The Bible says, behold, all things. What I mean is there's a departure of old things. And you understand this, a departure of old things cannot signal a vacuum. It signals victory. There's a difference. A lot of us automatically start changing our outward lifestyle when we profess Christ. We can figure out real quick. And we start removing those. And what we do is we create a vacuum. We create an emptiness because we do not do as the Scripture says, all things be passed away and all things become new. We have to add to our life godliness, faithfulness, Bible reading, Bible study, prayer, good friends. We have to add to ourselves the things that are going to help us along the way, that's going to make us, like the Bible says in Proverbs, iron sharpeneth iron. So we surround ourselves by things that's going to make us more Christ-like and more Christ-honoring. Trusting in Christ, dear friend, gives us a new start. Sin has been forgiven when we trust Christ. I mean, it's forgiven. Look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 11 again. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 11. Corinthians 6:11, the Bible says there, and such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. You understand what justification means? Justified means just as if I've never sinned before. That's what happens when I trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Being born again brings a new purpose of my life. I'm now part of God's family. John chapter 1 verse 12 says, He's given us power to become the sons of God. Now I am, what does the Bible say there in our text? An ambassador. Was it by choice? Well, go back to our text and let's see. Go back to our text, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse number 18. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and hath what? Given us the ministry of reconciliation. We've been given. You have no choice in the matter. It came with it. Salvation, now you're given the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 19. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Verse 20.
Now then,
we can do it.
We are ambassadors. That's what the Bible says. Listen, being born again brings new purpose. I have a new job now. I am ambassador to God Himself. Because of Christ Jesus, you understand in our society that we have ambassadors all over the world. And other countries send ambassadors here. They represent that leader. It's a very important job. Very important. You know, whenever a country goes contrary to agreements and contrary civil rights and different things, that other countries shut down their embassy and send their ambassadors back. That's how important it is. Now, think about that in our life. Think about it in light of Scripture. You are a new you in Christ Jesus. All things pass away, and all things are become new. And you have a new purpose now. And receiving Jesus as your Savior means that as a believer, our designation has changed. Is that in the Bible? Yes, it's there. It's there. The Bible says there. Therefore, in verse 17, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespass unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you. By us, we pray. Paul said, we're asking you in the stead of Christ. We're asking you. We're prompting you. We're hoping that you'll get on board with this. Be ye reconciled to God. Part of being reconciled is that you are reconciling others back to Christ. You're giving them a picture of heaven and hope of heaven and a desire to have a part of heaven. Many of us, because our life does not represent accurate ambassadorship of Christ, we've put out the picture that heaven's not even worth the trouble. I'm here to tell you, heaven's worth the trouble. And we need to have a good testimony for Christ as His ambassador. Listen, but becoming a Christian gives me a new outlook on life. I mean, it just changed everything for us. Everything's different. Like, listen, now that I'm in Christ, I need to be careful of what I do. It's not how much I can get, but how much I can give of myself. Before I got saved, it was all about me, myself, and I. Well, I get it, I want, I need. Now, because of Christ in me, the hope of glory, I should have and must have in me a desire to give of myself for the service of God. It's not about how many are running around in the entertainment section with me, but I wonder how many of us that we can have at the altar together as a prayer group. Well, we get our call sections, our texting groups, and our Facebook groups, our Instagram groups, and if we're going to go somewhere, we let everybody, all of our friends know, hey, we're going over to Wings, and we're going to do this, we're going to do that, but we let everybody know that we're going to go somewhere and have some fun. I wonder if we're that adamant about allowing everybody to know where we were at this morning. This is much more important. Listen, I have a lot of fun with football. But to be honest with you, if LSU would have got beat yesterday like Ole Miss got beat by Florida, I would have still woke up a child of God. Amen. I would have had fun. The Saints are now 3-0, probably going to end up day 4-0. That's secondary. Today, Houston Astros can become the division leader and go on and beat in the playoffs. Or tomorrow they may have to play a play-in game.
and then another playing game. If they don't make it at all, guess what? I'm still a child of God. Where's my importance? I have a new outlook. I'm concerned. A new me. And this is part of being a child of God. And listen, it's not about the prestige that I can get a hold to, dear friend, but it's about the power of prayer in my life now. Who cares if anybody knows who I am? When I enter that throne room, I want Him to know my name. I want Him to give me access because I have a clean life and I've lived right and I've done right and I've tried to lay my life down as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to Him. It's not about who knows us. It's about our relationship with Him. I mean, listen, it's not about a life based upon lust anymore. A life based upon love for believers and lost folk alike. Remember the old desires you used to have? Some of them still haunt you even today. How about that love for the lost? How about that love for the brother and sister in Christ? A new me. Such were some of you. Sometimes we get so haughty and high lifted up and looking down our nose at other folks at what they are and how they've messed up and we spew out things at them that are hurtful and mean and not helpful. Forgetting what Christ has done in our life. A new me. A new you. And it's all in Christ. That's what the Word of God says here to us. It's all in Him. Over and over and over it says, in Him. In Him. If any man be in Christ. All things, the Bible says. Isn't that a wonderful thing there in verse number 18? Verse 17 says, all things are put on you. And then in verse number 18, it reiterates it. And all things are of God. You know what He's telling us there? I've got power over it all. Quit holding on to it. Quit letting it hold on to you. Quit letting it just dig its claws into you. Cut loose, because even the wicked of this world I'm in control of, God said. Even Christ paid for it all. I've been paid for it all. Do you realize that we have nothing at all to boast of? Nothing. When we left ourselves, we stand on ourselves, we stand on our own way, we have nothing at all to boast on other than what we have received from Christ. I don't know about you, dear friend, but listen, our life will be a total wreck tomorrow if we left ourselves. Only by the grace of God, we are what we are and we stand where we stand. And we are who we are in Christ. But if we were left to ourselves, dear friend, we could be just like the prodigal son. We would end up in the hog pen eating slop, because the Bible says the dog returns to his vomit and the sow, the pig of the hog, returns back to the mud. And we are sinners, but saved by the grace of God. Listen, we have nothing, dear friend, that we need to fret about because of this verse. It says all things have passed away and all things have become new. Hey, listen, God cares and holds our future in His hand. And what are we doing about it now, today, right now? Are we truly an ambassador for Christ? I tell you what, we have no need and desire that we should want revenge on any wrong done to us either. Old things, all them old wrongs, new wrongs, listen, we have them. God will ultimately set everything right in this world. He will put things back into order because He's a God of order. And all those folks that's done you wrong, all the things that's harmed you and hurt you, dear friend, if you chase after them in a revengeful way, dear friend, you will have no peace of God in your life.
Give it to God and let God have it. All things become new. You say, preacher, but they haven't said sorry. So what? God's still God, whether they say sorry or not. Listen, faith in Christ reconciles us to God. That's what verse 18 says. It says right there, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ. Faith in Christ. It's not whether or not I'm okay with my old schoolmate or my school pal, or they've done it wrong, or this was done wrong, or this happened in my life. Am I okay with God? Is God about ready to close down my embassy? Is God about ready to recall His ambassadorship from me? It's important business, William Church. Am I right with God? That's what's most important, dear friend. Am I right with God? Well, how do we know that? Well, let's go back to verse number 9, that same chapter. I didn't have time to cover all this, but I want you to see what it says in verse number 9. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of the brethren. May be accepted of Him! Am I right with God? Because I am His ambassador. I work and labor for God. Do you? Yeah, that's what it says in chapter 6, verse 1. Isn't it amazing how the Bible all just keeps flowing? We then, as workers together, with who? Him! Beseech you also that you receive not the grace of what? God in vain. That was chapter 6, verse 1. Isn't it amazing, Sister Barbara, that guilty sinners are reconciled to God by Christ? Reconciled to God. He gives them new life. And I found this out. New people in Christ desire others to be made new. It's called divine nature. I challenge you, get in the Scripture this week and look up divine nature. It's there. The Bible says we are partakers. Who's divine? God. If I'm partaker of His divinity, of His nature, then will I not have the same characteristics of God? I should, if I yield myself instruments of righteousness. As an ambassador headed to heaven, as God's child, dear friend, one that's headed that way, wouldn't it be good to carry along the message of Christ with us and let as many that believe in Christ get on that narrow road? A new you, a new me. The Christian life in a nutshell. Let's stand our feet. Let's bow, nice, close. The pianist is coming. Maybe there's someone here this morning who's never trusted the Lord as their personal Savior. And they'd like to be made new by Christ. I encourage you to come down. I'll be down here at the altar and I'll take the Word of God, or somebody here at our church will take the Word of God and show you. We will not embarrass you. We will show you what God says about salvation, about eternity. And let you make a choice whether you'd like to receive Christ as your Savior or not. Perhaps you're a Christian that you haven't turned everything over to God. There's nothing fading and nothing becoming new. Maybe today you will come and say, Lord, I need to be a better ambassador. Whatever reason, the altar will be open. Perhaps you'd like to present yourself for baptism. You've been saved. You'd like to present yourself for baptism. You'd like to make yourself part of our church through membership. Whatever the decisions, come on, the altar's open.